Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, where there's plenty of sunshine shining bright. Oh, and the palm trees are just blowing in the wind. Wish you were here. Oh, you know, I'm so glad to be with you, you and you again today. Oh, this is the day that He's made, and I'm rejoicing in this day and rejoicing to be with you today. Yes, we are just coming to the end of the year, just about. My, haven't it gone by fast? Wow, my. I tell you, these days are going, aren't they? Yes, yes, yes. So you got to do what you got to do before it's too late, okay? Yes, yes. But remember to love somebody today. Love on them real good today. This is what I implore you to do today. Because somebody's waiting for your hug. They're waiting for that word from you. Just saying that you love them. Just saying that you care. Letting them know today. Don't matter how ugly they get, just love them anyhow. Is that all right? I want you to do that today. You know, we are praying for our nation and all the things that are going on in our nation today. We are praying for the leaders of the nation, also those that right and those that are wrong. We are praying for all of them that they'll come together as one, as God has asked us to do, told us to do, we can say, to be as one, as He and the Father is one. You know, and it's time out for so much of the shenanigans that's going on. Are you praying for your city? Are you praying for your country? Are you praying for the leaders of the country, those in high places? The Bible specifically tells you to pray for them. You don't sit up and try to, you want to change them. You want to change them? Well, pray. Pray and God will do the changing. This is what you need to do today. Yes, for this holiday season, as you call it, your holiday, if you don't believe in God, it's your holiday. Me, it's my Jesus day. And it's His birthday. Yes, Jesus' birthday we are celebrating, and we want to have a high time in God. Yes, we do. We want to tell all the men and women that we can that Jesus is alive and well, and He's here today. Yes, He is. He hasn't gone any place. He's right here with us. He said He'd never leave us nor forsake us, so I know He's with me today and with you. I'm glad about it, aren't you? Ah, yes, yes, yes. It's just so much to pray for. We're also praying for the different countries that have chaos and, you know, where they're thinking killing people is God's service and, you know, people with this ignorant type of mentality, you know, we got to pray for them. Is that right? Come on, you got to pray for them. I know you don't want to pray because you feel they're so evil. But let us pray for them that may, just maybe God will hear and save them and turn them around. This is what we are expecting, what we want to happen. That's what we are praying to happen. Is that right? Yes, we are, because you never know which one God will save. Is that right? I know. So don't forget to pray. He told you to pray for your enemy anyway, didn't he? And if they're your enemy, pray for them anyhow. And watch God work. Watch God do something in their life and yours, too. You'll have a different opinion about them yourself as you pray for them. Watch out and see how that works. Come on now. Mm-hmm. God is good. And he work in mysterious ways and his wonders to perform. We are praying for all those on our prayer list today, those that we missed. You know, we are praying for the sick and the shut-in. We are praying for those in dialysis centers and nursing homes and places like that, in the jailhouse. We are praying for them also. Glory be to God. My God, there's so much to pray for till we won't find too much time to get into mischief, will we? Mm-hmm. And to keep us so busy praying for them. And don't forget the sick, too. You know, we pray for the mentally ill. And oh, there's so many people to pray for. There's the homeless. You know, you got to pray for them too. Glory be to God. We're sending forth the word to all these people that are less fortunate than we are today. The little children, those that are being abused and misused, we're praying for them too today, that God will move in their behalf and save the little children. Yes, 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 save the little children. Oh, yes, and do something for their parents, the abusive parents, the parents neglecting the children, and what have you, for whatever reason. Today, Father, we ask you to touch those little children today. Oh, God, keep them, Lord God, from slavery. Keep them from hurt, harm, and dangers today. Protect our children today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I let my speak of my grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Touch them today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you for it today. I thank you for what you're doing right now in my life. I thank you for what you're doing in the people's lives that is in my circle. Father, I thank you for what you're doing for them right now also in Jesus' name. Lord God, touch their minds, touch their hearts. Give them a heart of flesh today, a heart to feel, a heart to love and to be loved. And we thank you for it today, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Now, we thank God today that we have our visitors with us today. We have Deacon Mike. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, we have Pastor Sharon here with us too again today. Praise God. We thank God for them today. And we miss our engineer, you know, regular engineer, but we thank God she's on a mission here. Praise the Lord. So we thank God for those that are with us today, standing in. Yes, yes, yes. We thank God for it. Don't you thank God? I do. Don't you, Deacon Mike? Yes, you thank God for it today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ain't God good? Praise God. God is so good. You know that he give me some help. You see, I got a little help today. Yes, yes, yes. So let me read something for you today. Bless God. Hallelujah. You know, I'm going to kind of start it off a little, and then I'm going to kind of let Pastor Sharon go forth there and get motivated here, you know. I'll read for you something for you today. He forfeits his future who has goods without goodness, culture without conscience, power without purpose, and intelligence without insight. He forfeits his future who has goods without goodness, culture without conscience, power without purpose, and intelligence without insight. Does that find you there today? Bless God. Do it find you at that point? You know, think about it. Think about yourself today. I want you to, you know, in this season that's coming up, now you need to take inventory. I would call this inventory time. You know, time to take inventory on your life. What have you accomplished in the year past? Have you done all you could do? Have you done all that God has called you to? You know, just think about it. And have I been loving, kind to my neighbor, my friends, and whoever in family and what have you? We should think of all these different types of things. Do you get the picture here today? Amen. Now, that's not the message I was going to talk about today, but nevertheless, it sounds good anyhow, don't it? We need to take inventory on the things that have gone past us. You know, God has given you a vision, and that vision requires you to work toward your destiny. Does it not? That you can say like Paul, I fought a good fight and I finished my course. And I kept the faith, huh? Those three things that he requires you to do. And in order to finish your course, you're going to have to work hard. Be diligent. Yes, be honorable too. You see, glory be to God. These are things that you're going to have to do in this time. So stop passing the buck. You don't have to pass the buck. Try to pass it on to somebody else. No, we're not seeing you do that today. You're not going to do that, are you? No, you're not. You're going to do what you got to do. And it may be hard. You know, we talk about it. There's always something going to get in your way. Now, every time you get ready to do something, something come up, don't it? Some negative stuff comes right up. And it was talking to the prophet a little bit. We was talking about, we wasn't having a conversation. We just mentioned this, that every time God tell you to step out on his word, something happened. Happened to your body, happened to your children, happened to your job, happened to your money, happened to your car. Something is happening. And it's going to drive you bananas, won't it? Oh, it just drive you crazy. Why now? Why now? Why does it have to happen now? And this is what we often say. But, you know, I'm finding out something. When you walk with God, don't ask why is it happening. Just, Lord, help me to go through it. Help me to climb this mountain. Help me, Father God, to make it through this tunnel. Help me to go through the pass that I have to take. Do you get it? This is what we need to do. Ask God help, you know, because these are things that's going to occur because the enemy don't want you to do anything for God anyway, do he? Don't think about it now. Do you think he wants you to do anything that you set out to do, anything good, and especially if it's in obedience to God? No, he going to put a stop there every time. He going to put some bricks in your path. He going to put a log across the road so you can't get across. And he going to do something to keep you from going on. But we going to tell him today, get behind me, get out of my way. I'm going. I got to cross over. Yes, 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 I have to cross over. I know you say, oh, there she go, getting wind up. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. But we want to read a little bit today. I'm going to go start with Luke, the 19th chapter. I'm going to start with Luke, the 19th chapter. Now, I'm going to read a little something, Wayne, and then I'm going to go back to another scripture, too. I think I'll start at the 29th verse. I'll go ahead on and start at that. And it came to pass when he was come nigh to Bethage and Bethany at the mount called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, go ye into the village over against you, into which at your entering you shall find a colt tied, whereon yet never man sat. Loose him and bring him hither. And if any man ask you, why do you loose him? Thus shall you say unto him, because the Lord had need of him. And they went, and they that were sent went their way and found even as he had said unto them. And as they were loosing the colt, the owner thereof said unto them, Why loose ye the colt? And they said, The Lord had need of him. They said, The Lord had need of him. Now, you know, there's different ways we can talk about different things in this here short passage of scripture. We can talk about the fact that when God calls you, first long so he know where you are. Is that right? He know exactly where you are in the spirit, and he know where you are in the natural. He know where you are geographically. He knows where you are. So you cannot hide no matter how you try. You try to hide in a liquor bottle. You try to hide in the nightclubs and in all kind of wicked places you try hiding in. But I'm here to tell you today that you can't hide. Because somebody has been sent to you to get you. And to do what? Do as he told the disciples. He sent two of his disciples. And he told them to go in there and you'll find a colt that never been sat upon before. And nevertheless, in other words, let's put it in this here vernacular this way. Think about it. You've never been saved before, so God sent somebody to you to loose you so you can go. Come on, help me now. Think about it now. So you had to be set free. Is that right? So you can serve God. And when you got set free, you came to Jesus and you confessed your sins and you asked him to forgive you of your sins. Did you not? Oh, you know you did. Now you know you did. And you thought God couldn't find you, didn't you? You say, well, you're going to be like a, praise God, you'll be like old Jonah. You're going to go to another town. You know, maybe God won't find you there. But, honey, he made the town. He know all about the town, and he know who's there and who shouldn't be there, too, because you're in the wrong place. So God is sending somebody there to tell you it's time for you to get up and go now. It's time for you to go to the other side. It's time for you now to walk in towards your destiny. It's time now in your purpose. This is your time to do this today. Now as we enter into this new walk into this new year, when you enter there, this is going to be a totally new year to you. When they say new year, it really is going to be so new to you. You're not going to know what year it is. It's going to be so new to you. So many things are going to occur in this coming year that you've never even heard of, you see, because God is loosening people from the bondages that have been holding them down. Do you hear me? That's been holding them back, keeping them from going forth. Do you understand that today? This is going on now, even as we speak. God is, you know, we've been singing a song so long. God's getting us ready for that great day. Well, it's a great day that's coming, and God is getting you ready. Did you understand that today? Now, look at this story. This story we begin to tell you about this colt that was tied up. See, we are just like that colt. Many of us are tied up to some hitching post or another. We are tied up to some type of our own understanding. We are tied up to our ideas. We are tied up to other people's ideas. We are tied up to family's ideas and the families and what have you. And we need to be set free. So I'm here to tell you today that God knows where you are, what you are, and what you're doing, and he has sent someone with a message to set you free, and he set you free, say the Lord has need of him or her. God has need of you. Do you hear what I'm saying? You say, well, why do God need me? Because there are some people that you have to reach. There's some people you've got to talk to. There's some people you've got to help them into the kingdom of heaven. There are people that just waiting to hear you, what you have to say. Do you hear what I'm saying? You may want to put it off on somebody else, but God has them waiting for you. You're keeping them from the kingdom. So come on now, we got to turn you loose, because God got need of you today. Are you ready? I want to know, are you ready to go? In 2015, are you ready to go? Because God has already, oh yes, he's already put a seal on you that you're to get up and go. And he called you by your name. He didn't call you no name, nothing else but whatever your name is. He called you to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. This is what you're to do. And if there's any that need baptizing, you baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. You go ye and baptize them. Do you get the picture here? This is what you're about to do right now. The notice has been already served for you to go. Oh, you've been tied up long enough. You've been bound up long enough with those chains. Your chains are broken and they are falling off right now. Can you hear it? Clank, clank, clank. They are falling off right now. Can you get up and go right now and let God take you on in, bring you on into his kingdom? This is what is going on at this hour. My, are you looking for a miracle? Then here it is, glory to God. The chains have just been broken. Do you hear it today? Huh? Do you hear all the chains falling off of you? All that has been holding you back, the things that you've been afraid of, the things that have been plaguing you so long, your past. You know, sometimes we hold on to the past too long and it plagues us and we can't make it into the future because this past is blocking the way. Let go of the past. We just took you loose from that thing. We took you loose from the boards that you was holding you, the nails, whatever you had holding you down. It's been taken out and you removed from you so that you can come forth. And we tell you right now by the Spirit of the living God, come forth, come forth, come on out. Come on out of yourself, because self can get you in a heap of trouble. Oh, glory be to God. Let me tell you, even you hide from your own self. God know you are hiding. He has opened up that door right now. Now walk out. Don't be afraid of what you don't know. Just walk on out and he will give you perfect understanding. He'll let you know what it is that you need to know to keep on going. Glory be to God. You see, we so many times be tied up so long till the rope gets rotten sometime. Glory be to God. And the rope get rotten, then we get stagnant and can't move. Glory be to God. Then we need to be sprayed. Oh, my. You don't understand it today, but God is waiting for you, you, and you. Oh, yes, he is. He's waiting right now for you to be loose, huh? To loose. He's already commanded you to be loose. And you know, when I read this story, I thought about something. Now, here this man is, and we don't know his name, and it doesn't say his name. Doesn't tell you anything about the man no more than he just had this brand new coat. So now, what did he have that coat up there for? He thought he bought it for something else, maybe to ply his field, maybe to carry his burdens or whatever he had it for. But he had a brand new blue coats just sitting there. But see, what it was, God knew that coat was there at this man's house. He told him to go into the village. He didn't say house number two, no, house number three, house number four. He just told him to go in there when you see the coat. Now, I'm going to believe there was only one coat there, and that was the one that Jesus need, huh? Come on now. See, now you can go to the disco or anything, and there could be a place full of people. I mean, people, wall-to-wall people, but God ain't called but one person out of there, and he called you. Hello, somebody, and you're the one. Do you get the picture? Mm-hmm, just you. God knew you were going to be in there boogieing down, and he went there, he called you when you got to the height of your time. Oh, you was having yourself a glorious time meeting many people, all kind of good-looking people, you know, and everything, and you were just having all the fun you thought you was going to have. But God came along and called you right at that time. Ain't that something? My, you thought you got away. I told you, God know where you are. He know where you are and what you're doing, too. Mm-hmm. Now, he didn't tell you to dress up before you come, did he? Hmm? He called you as you were, did he not? Yes. See, so many people have the excuses when you're talking to them about the Lord. Well, I got to clean up myself and my act. You can't clean yourself up. Didn't you know that? God is the only person, only one that can clean you up. You can't clean you up. Your mother can't clean you. Father and nobody else can't clean you up. The preacher can't clean you up. All the preacher can do is preach the word. God still is the one to do the work. Do you hear me? Clean you up. Clean your heart out. Give you a purified heart. Do you say a purified mind? Do you get the picture here? This is the one that you've been waiting for so long. This is the one that have the way of eternal life. This is the one for what all you've been looking for. You went from the north, south, east, and the west looking for something, and you didn't know what you were looking for. And every time somebody asks you, what are you looking for? Well, then what are you looking for? I don't know. Well, now you know. You were looking for Jesus all the time. And that song that says he was there all the time waiting patiently in line, that's what he was doing, waiting for you, just for you, for your hour, for your time, for him to say, come on here. I need you right now. To go ye into all the world. I need you to tell the dying men and women that they must be born again. I need you right now to heal the sick and to raise the dead. I need you right now to open blind eyes. Do you see now what God has for you today? He has a lot of work for you to do. And let me tell you, it ain't going to be a little bit of work. Now, don't start complaining when he got you going night and day, day and night. You just keep on going because he will be your strength. And when you need some more strength, he'll give you some more strength. That's what God will do. Ain't he good God? Lord, have mercy. Now, you want to know how long do you have to be tied to this job you in? You know what you ask. Well, I don't know how long, but God knows how long, huh? Now, I tell you one thing. If he tell you to let it go, you do, but you better make sure it's God, because when you get out there and ain't got no money, you in bad shape. You see what I'm saying? Glory to God. So you can't turn loose these things until God tell you to and tell you how to do these things, that he's going to make a way for you when there is no way. Because let me tell you, don't put your trust in these church folks, because let me tell you, your church folks don't always do what they're supposed to do. They don't take care of their pastors. They don't take care of them. And you go out and say, well, God told me to work full time for him. Well, then you better make sure. Because, honey, you're going to be very disappointed and hungry, too, and don't have a place to lay your head. This is where you will be, glory to God, if you did not move according to the word of God. This is where you've got to go, you know. God wants you to do what he say do, but do it when he say do it. Do you get the picture here? We like to work out of time. You know, we all off time. We late all the time, late to everything he tell you to do. I'll do it when I get ready. You know, all of that. We need to quit all that stuff. And you know what? God know you ain't going to do it then, he much. You know, when you get ready, then he ain't ready. You see, he done changed his mind, gone another way. Do you get it? Amen. My God, now God is not like people now. He don't switch like we do. Okay, God stays with what he says, and he means what he says. You see what I'm saying? And you don't want to cross him. I'll tell you right now, you want to get on the bad side of God. No, you don't. Amen. I tell you, God is waiting for you. You want to talk with him? Talk with him right now, huh? My God, my God. Now, you know, I told you I'm going to let the powerful woman of God start talking, you know, because, you know, God know where she is too, you know. Praise God. Amen. You know one thing? God know where you are in the spirit too. Did you know that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you didn't even know that, did you? You thought you could get away with everything, don't you? Well, I don't have to go to church to serve God. Well, if he put that church there, and it's a church, the church is there, the right kind, then you need to go, huh? And you need to stop saying that. I can look at the church on TV. Well, honey, ain't too much on TV no more. You know, nothing but these reality shows, and they ain't even real. You don't know why they call them reality, you know, because they are not real. You know, they script it too, you know, and you following anything. And when you start following anything, then you fall, don't you? You fall in the pig pen. Mm-hmm. You fall in a pig in the poke. That's what you do. Glory be to God. So you need to stop following in and everything and get someplace and settle down and be taught. Taught the word of God. This is what you need to be. Taught the word of God. And then you don't have to worry about where you are, if you're in the right place or not. When you get there, you will know it, because the Spirit of the living God will be on the inside, leading you and guiding you into all of his truth. This is what he will do. So here is Pastor Sharon right now.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank God for the word from Apostle Porter today. I tell you, the word is good, the word is good. I mean, when Apostle Porter was talking about the cult, and the fact of it is God knew, but he's the all-seeing, all-knowing God, and he sees everything, and he lets you know that when God speaks something out of his mouth, I tell you, it is what it is today. His word is truth. His word is right on time. His word is specific. Because I tell you, when you look at the chapter, St. Luke, the 19th chapter, and he told them where to go and what will be there waiting, and the question that's going to ask of you, and how to answer, make the to even have a reply to the question. I'll tell you, that is so specific right now. And how many of you know today that's the same thing? When God sends his man and his woman of God, his mouthpiece, to bring forth that word to you, he is specific. I mean, God is so specific, just like he told them about the cold. What he even told them about is never been written before. He goes into description, and if it's in the St. Luke, the 19th chapter, a lot of us don't pay attention to that. While the Apostle Porter was bringing forth the word, I was like, man, we don't pay attention to the, we read the Bible, but he was so specific, and it was what he told them it was. Every single detail was exactly as that. But also, he was talking about being loose today. It's time for the shackles to be broken and you be loose today. And a lot of people don't understand today, whoever you're around a lot, you are blessed by association today, and you're also cursed by association. See, we don't even want to think about it, because you around the person that is blessed of the Lord, you know, they keep saying the saying, I'm blessed and highly favored. favor. And you know when the blessing is falling and you are around, you get the crumbs from that blessing. When that blessing flows from the top, it comes down to the bottom. So it lets me know when the blessing is around, you are around the person that is blessed of God, oh, some of it comes off on you. You know when the wind is blowing and the dust is twirling around and you, if someone else is outside, you know everything gonna catch some of that dust. Oh, so believe it today, you, with what you're around today, you are associated with today, you are blessed. Or you can be cursed. You say, why are you using the word cursed? Because if you're around someone that is always complaining, you become a complainer. If you're around someone that is happy, you become happy too. And you don't want to believe that whatever you are around, it affects you. Because we are a spiritual being and we are connected in the spiritual realm, we don't pay attention to whoever you are around, what you are around. Even if you're around the prophet, you'll be start acting like the little prophet now. Oh, you'll swear that you're around someone that walk in the spirit of healing, you'll swear, God, you got the gift of healing too. Why? Because you, some of that sprinkling over on you, some of that, because you're associated with that, you're being blessed by that today. And what I cut out today was God's word is sure. When he speaks something, it is what God is saying today. And even Numbers, the 13th chapter, verse 30, it talks about when God was telling the children of Israel, he was making a promise to them about how he was going to bless them. And God gave them specific instructions what they should do. How they, when they get to these specific land, to Canaan and the different things, what they were going to come against and what's going to come up against them. And he was letting them know every detail. And what I love about Numbers, when God sends the spies out, I tell you, it's good to know who to follow. It's good to know what report you going by, what report you believe in today. Because when Caleb went, he believed the word of God. He listened to the word of God. He took in the word of God. He was focused on the promises of God. What the promise that came for when God said, listen, I'm going to give y'all a land full flowing with milk and honey, and the land going to be blessed. The land will be fruitful, and this is what I'm going to give you as your possession. I'm giving you these things. Just like he told him to go and see the colt, he was the same God giving instruction. But a lot of time we miss what God is saying. We take our focus off the word, the specific instruction that he's given you. And you got to keep focused now. Keep that word in your heart. Keep that promise in your heart. Because even though God sent them, they had to have that word that was spoken in their heart. Why? Because you got to take that word, grab that word, keep that word in your heart. Remember the word. And so when you walk into what God telling you to do, the word will come up in your remembrance and you can be specific. You will not handle, he said, a colt, you will not get what? A cow. He was specific, a colt, not a cow, not a tiger, not a lion, but he was specific. So if we take on the word of God and hold on to the promises, then you will walk into what God is saying. In verse 13, Numbers 13, verse 30 says, and Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Even though things came along the way that would put them in shackle of fear, that would cause them not to step out, not to claim what God's word has spoken, they could have missed it too if he had took on the report of the other spies, what the other people were saying. So that's why I say you're either blessed by association or you're cursed by association. It all depends on you today. When the word of God comes forth, what are you going to hold on to? Are you going to hold on to tradition? Are you going to hold on to what your family's saying? Because I was talking to one of my family members, and they got the nerve to say to me, now, I heard what the Word of God said about when it comes to ministry, when it comes to what God called you to do, when God called you into purpose, and when you're doing what God called you to do. And sometimes families still don't understand. They feel you're supposed to come and have vacation with them. Now, when vacation calls for you to travel and go revival, vacation may call for you to go on the road with the ministry. Whatever it may be, they cannot understand. They feel you should do what? Come and visit them and look at them in their face, and they're still not doing what God called them to do. See, they cannot comprehend, just like those people could not comprehend when God said, listen, if you go this way, I'm going to bless you. This is where I'm sending you to obtain your blessing. But if you continue, if you do, Philip, listen to the other people now, the other people, you'll be what? You will be in bondage, and the shackles will be tied up to you. Now, we see so many slavery movies. They in bondage, the big old shackle on their feet. They cannot venture out because the shackle is there. And sometimes we get shackled to tradition, our family belief, what they expect of you, what they think of you, what you should do. But you should let them know, you know what? When I received Jesus into my life, he made me brand new. I am no longer in bondage. He touched my mind, and I'm holding on to the word of God that I may obtain everything he has for me. Now, you heard the word what Apostle Porter was talking about. We all have people in our life that we are supposed to witness to. Now, if you're shackled to your past, how can you walk into your future? It takes you believing the word of God. It takes you trusting him. It takes you just standing still regardless of any situation comes in your life. And Luke 21 verse 33 says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. God, heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God will stand. We choose today to stand on what God is saying in our lives today. Why? Because he's the creator of all things. He's the one that made you. He's the one that saved you. He's the one when you are going through great situation in your life, he sent a man and a woman of God to speak that word into your life to bring forth that change, so you're no longer in bondage today. He may send someone with the word of deliverance to bring you into the place that you are in right now. So don't get caught up and be caught up in someone else's mess and be back in bondage, but walk into the liberty God has set you. Change your way of thinking today and know that when God says something, it is what he says. And Luke the 19th verse 34 say, and they say the Lord had need of him. In other words, when God call you, he call you because he has need to use you. Why? It may just be like the apostle was saying, one person. You can be that light for that one person. You can make a difference in one person's life. You may just say a word of encouragement. You don't have to know the Bible from Genesis to Revelation to be able to be effective. But that one simple word that God give you for that person, that's all it takes. You just have one word, and it makes the difference in someone's life. And a lot of times we don't pay attention to children, but children are so pure. They don't have that all those hang-ups in there. So when children say things out their mouth, it comforts you, because most of the time children they don't know the ways of the world. Well, at least they used to now. But things have changed. That some 2-year-old is even wiser than the 15-year-old. They have they're more wiser in their thinking. But the thing is, Listen to what the children are saying. Children see things more clearly at times than us grown-ups. We are so caught up in our emotion. But get caught up with your emotion today and know that God has need of you today. It does not matter what your past is, but it does matter what your future is. Because why? He's the one that has eternal life. So shake yourself off today and take them shackles off. Don't let people put that shackle back on you again. Because you know with the word of God, let us know that when who he has set free is free indeed. And the truth that you know will set you free. So let the word of God come forth in you and know that when God has promised you, hold on to the promise today. Be focused today. Concentrate on the word of God. See, I make sure over the years, hold on to the promises. From the first promises when the word of prophecy came forth, a word of encouragement, I hold on to those words. Why? Because when you're going through different things in your life, it's the word of God that continually to make you stand. That word of God will make you stand. It doesn't matter if you feel like giving up, but that word of promise that God allow his man or woman of God to speak over your life, that word will manifest itself and it will keep you in your position. Why? Because his word is true. His word is true. And sometimes he has to send the word again to remind you of what he has spoken. You know how we call it confirmation? But God will bring that word over and over and over and let that word come afresh in you. Why? To encourage yourself to know that heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will stand. So be encouraged in this season and know that if God be for you, who can be against you? And know that he's very pacific. He's a pacific God. He told them where the colt is. He told the children of Israel about the land flowing with milk and honey. He is so pacific. He'll tell you where your car is, what color it is, who to talk to. He even so pacific with the word. When if someone have a situation in the court system, he'll bring forth that fresh word, or it is all well, I'll tell you, because you know when you go through different things and all you need is a word from the Lord, and that word from the Lord makes a difference. Be encouraged and know that you are on the world. When you are on the Lord's side, you are a winner today. It's good to know that you don't have to walk with shackles on your feet, but know that the word of God is making you free even right now, even in your mind. You can let those things go. And I realized, I always hear this saying that you cannot change anything you had that happened on a Wednesday. Today is Thursday. Can you go back and change anything for Wednesday? No. Today is Thursday. Today is a brand new day. Today is the day you can make the change. Your past is in the past. You cannot change anything in the past. But from now on, you can walk differently. You can think differently, and you can continue to keep your focus on the Lord. So be encouraged and know that God is on your side. You can make it, and you are a winner. Remember to love someone in this season. Remember, there's so many children out there that needs a little laughter in their lives. Check with your neighbors and see what you can do for them. Why? Because God is worthy to be praised. So remember now, keep focused on what God has promised you. Hold on to it. Don't let it go. Even when you're feeling going through like it took a long time, I tell you, y'all need to come to the ministry now, because our apostles have a powerful testimony just for you. That the ones that waiting on the Lord for their husband, I tell you, even though you may say, oh my goodness, it's taking a long time, but you know what? She didn't lose focus. So don't lose focus today now on the promises of God, because what God said, it shall come to pass. Deacon Michael.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank you for these wonderful messages that these women of God have preached today. So So it's, we love to hear these words, and you know it's so true about these shackles being dropped off. Apostle was talking about the shackles being dropped off in 2015, and Pastor Sharon talking about the shackles being unhooked also. So you know you have to look about that. If you want the shackles off, you got to follow the word of God, and you got to follow what Jesus has in store for you in order to get the shackles off your feet, get the shackles off your arms and your legs. Because of the fact of the matter, if you shackled, you can't do nothing. If you shackled, there's nothing going to be done because you can't move. So let's get out of the mud. Let's get out of moving. Let's get out of, you can still do it. Let's get out of doing it. Let's get the shackles off your feet. Let's get it off. So, you know, because of the fact of the matter is, if you don't follow instructions, you're still shackled. If you don't follow instructions, you still got the chains on. So let's follow instructions. And that's the main thing, follow instructions. Get the instructions down so therefore you know, because every step you take is an instruction. Every move you make is an instruction. Everything you do, there's an instruction that is involved. So if you follow instructions in daily life, you all you got to do is follow instructions in your spiritual life in order to be moved, in order to get moved, in order to get healed, in order to get where you got to go at. Because God is with us, and God will always be with us. But the problem is, we don't follow enough instructions to be with God. So let's not get off that path. Let's get on the path where we can get loose of these shackles, where we get loose of these chains. Because, you know, if we're in bondage, what are we going to do? You know, the point of matter is, if we chained and we bound up, what are we going to do? There's nothing we can do. There's nothing we can do but submit to the devil, because of the fact the devil is the one that has us chained. The devil is the one that has us in bondage. So why should we wind up being in bondage? Do you want to be in bondage? I don't, because bondage comes in lots of forms and all different types of forms. You know, and it can be the most obsolete thing that you think. But you're in bondage to it. You're indebted to something. You know, some people indebted to coffee. They can't get along without coffee. You know, so they're in bondage to coffee. You know, so, you know, it's different things that we're in bondage to, we're indebted to. You know, chocolate, all kind of things that we're in bondage to. Sodas, potato chips. You know, some people just hooked on potato chips. You're in bondage to potato chips. You can't get along without eating potato chips. You can't do anything. You know, some people in bondage to cigarettes, alcohol. You know, there's so many things that you can be in bondage to. So let's try to get out of these bondage habits. Let's try to, or you can call it, or the world call it is bad habits. You know, that's what the world calls them, bad habits. But we know what it is. It's bondage, because we let ourselves be hooked. We let ourselves get into the bondage of this world. So we need to get out the bondage today and to try to get loose of all of these. But the only way we can get loose is by the instructions of the Lord. And, you know, and I like what Pastor Sharon said about Caleb, you know, and the story there. And, you know, the story is so true, that things that go on today. So we need to understand that sometimes these biblical stories mean of today, because we'll wind up repeating history, because that's what's going on today. We're repeating the same thing. We might be a different time, but it's the whole same old message. You know, and we need to understand that, because the Lord has tendencies for us to be obedient and to follow his word. And the word is true, and the word is glorious. And this is what we need to do. We need to follow the word of God and to stay in tune with the word of God. And that's what we have to do, and be invested in the Word of God. And that's not, that's another thing, to be invested in the Word of God. Let's not be halfway when we're doing it either. Let's be all the way. Let's stay in the Word of God. But let's first of all, mainly, let's follow instructions. Because without them instructions, how are we going to do? We're going to be running around all willy-nilly, you know. So let's just follow these instructions and keep these instructions in order and keep things intact. Because once we follow the letter of the law, we'll be good. We'll know what we have to do. And let's stay intact and let's stay involved with the Word of God. And I'm your host, Deacon Michael from I'm Just Saying, on every Monday at 3 p.m., and he is Apostle Porter.
We're going to have some announcements right about now, yeah?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. That was such an awesome word, Apostle Porter, Pastor Sharon, Deacon Michael. It's awesome. It doesn't matter where you are at, you're just hearing the Word of God, I tell you. Pastor Sharon, if you only know how true you was to your word, what you was preaching today. But I thank God for teaching and thank God for discerning of spirit. God is so good. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. to Block Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Dr. Porter has put out there. Write it on a piece of paper, write the website, write the phone number down, and pass it along to your friends, family, even a stranger. I tell you, God is a blessing to the woman and man of God, I tell you. Also, every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls prayer line. That call-in number is 567-314-9757. Code 3333#. That's 567-314-9757. Code 3333#. Every Friday night at 11 p.m. And that's hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. So come on, let's pray one for another. Tear the devil kingdom down. Take back everything that the enemy has stolen from you. Pray for the nation. Pray for your lost loved ones. Oh, I tell you, don't come on the line praying, because God will move like never before. So that's every Friday night at 11 p.m. Also, save this date now for the new year. This is January 6, 7, and 8 of 2015 at 7 p.m. nightly on those nights. We have the 2015 Prophetic Transformation. Change your time, your harvest, your release. I tell you, you want to see your change, your harvest, and your release? Don't miss January 6th, 7th, and 8th of January 2015, 7 p.m. nightly. And it's hosted by our very own Apostle Porter. We will have Prophet Leandre Wright. I tell you, come on here, an awesome word. So bring your family, your friends, all are welcome to join. So come on, let's come out and see that transformation in one another. The place is 31325 Plymouth Sorrento Road, 32776. That's 31325 Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. I tell you, God is awesome, so don't miss it. For directions, you can call Sister Diane at 407-406-1112. That's 407-406-1112. So don't forget those dates, January 6th, 7th, and 8th, 2015. Nightly now, 7 p.m. now. Don't let nobody distract you. Don't let nobody tell you, no. Come on out and hear what God has for you in that day and in that time. I tell you, God is a blessing. So till then, you be blessed.
much on my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying, how the story is,
when I let go,
I let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
let God have his way.
There's so much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way. And oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. Not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. As soon as I stop worrying,
how the story is,
let go and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.